the work is not a work of one author who is writing his opinions about any subject in the world, but it is rather some kind of a summary of the discussions, the discourses between people, not only contemporaries that are disputing and disagreeing or adding to each other's notions, but also a discussion that goes on along the ages, in which you have lots of cross references between people that live 500 or 1,000 years apart. Because of that, the Talmud contains a huge number of statements made by different people that are not always agreeing about the same points. Therefore, the possibility to quote from the Talmud almost anything on any subject is much bigger even than that in the Bible, that of the Bible. It is well known that if one is making a search, you can always find a biblical verse to support a certain opinion. But in the Talmud, it is much easier, again, because the book itself is not uniform, is not monolithic. Therefore, it has many, many, many different opinions. So that makes it, again, there is a certain difficulty in not to find a source within the Talmud for any specific opinion, but rather finding a solution for any question. One has to add to it another difficulty. The Talmud, as much of the Jewish literature, almost from beginning, doesn't speak, doesn't write in abstract notions. Even when there are generalizations, they are put in non-abstract terms. Because of that, you have rather images, or in a different way, you have pictures, proverbs, and more than anything else, cases. In so many ways, the book is made of specific cases that were handled during all that time. Those cases serve as precedents and as material for study. Just as again outside comparison, say English law is built in a very similar way on precedents, not in a constitution. In that way, the Talmud is also built on a huge number of cases that were discussed and sometimes solved in time, and they serve as the building stones of any further research. Because of that, if one wants to deal with almost with any problem, you will usually find a case that has, sometimes it is a complete solution to a problem that one encounters. Sometimes it is remote enough, and it needs some creative work in order to connect the specific question with some kind of an answer, or at least a format in which to answer these problems. Because all these elements, formulating very, very general statements about many, many problems in any form of life is difficult. We can have at utmost some very large outlines, basic directives. And these basic directives sometimes show a way how certain problems can be solved. Sometimes they just are like arrows pointing to a direction without giving any specific clear answer. Now, that is true about almost every part of life that Talmud deals with, which is practically everything, because the Talmud deals with every subject, from, say, astronomy, the theology of astronomy, the behavior of animals, the human behavior, human mind, human habits. It deals with social and communal issues as well as marital issues, up to the to sometimes very minute and very diverse details. So everything is included in, among them, a very comparatively large number of cases that deal with medicine in different aspects, from a very particular cases to medical advice in a very specific way, which comes to what do you do when you suffer from a certain affliction? What materials are used as a cure? Or sometimes, what is the cause for a certain malady? Up to discussions about more general questions, how you deal with sets of problems, and with ethical and moral problems that stem from them. So the book contains a vast amount of material, but this material is not organized, and even when organized, is never sufficient to give answers to all the questions. Therefore, any kind of studying Talmud and some other subject, as well as studying Talmud in itself, is always an open-ended process. You can formulate your own question and try to find an answer with a certain hope of finding enough material to build a coherent answer, without any certainty that you will indeed find something that will be conclusive and on that subject. That is, to say the least, it is more than slightly confusing. But that is possibly a very good definition in general of the process of knowledge, not as those things that are written down in some place and are now repeated